Well, welcome back to our podcast. Today I have Ellie Bowles with me. Ellie, thank you so much for joining me today.
I'm so happy to be here. I'm so excited. This is going to be great.
It's going to be so fun. So you're done with finals? Everyone's done with finals, I think.
Yes, completely done. I had my last one at 8 a.m. yesterday, so it was rough waking up for it. But I actually found out today that I got an A in that class, and I definitely thought I was going to get a B. So yeah, it was a nice little surprise today.
Yeah, they graded that real quick.
They really did. I mean, it was annoying because it was like, it was a multiple choice exam anyways, and he like didn't release our final grade like right after. So like,
was it on GE campus?
Yeah, and it was like a 2-hour test, and then like I click submit, and then I'm like, where is my grade? It was so annoying. I was like, I know that you could give it to me, but anyways, yes, all done, finally free. So
yeah,
thank goodness. It was a long semester.
Yeah, how was it for you?
It was really good. It was definitely my most laid-back semester I've ever had in college before, just because, you know, I wasn't involved in, like, FAST or fish camp, you know. I mean, fish camp a little bit at the beginning of the year, but, you know, there wasn't that much to do with that. But, yeah, it was a really good semester. I enjoyed my classes a lot. I pretty much went, like, completely online by the end of the semester, because I only had, like, one in-person class, and I kind of just stopped going to it after a while.
I don't blame you.
Because it was, like, only, like, 10 people, and I just was, like, I don't know. I just felt really bad because I was, like, getting really distracted in the class, and, like, I know he could see me, like, if I was, like, not paying attention. So I just was, like, I don't want to make him think that I don't care about this class. So, yeah, I just started going online, so did a lot of work right here on this desk where we're sitting.
But then you also, like, worked, too, like, job-wise, right?
Yes. Yeah, so I did COVID swabbing for Texas A&M Athletics this semester. We did a lot of football, obviously, but then we also swabbed, what are the other sports that we did?
Basketball.
Yeah, we started doing basketball. We did, like, swim and dive, the soccer team.
Volleyball, maybe.
Yeah, we did do volleyball. Started doing track and field. So it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I really do like it a lot. I get to work with Josh and Polly, too, which is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a super cool job. I actually got it because a guy who was in my EMT class over the summer basically like sent a message in our group message and was like, hey, if you guys want to work part-time and like get paid decently well and get like patient contact, you know, he was like, hit me up. And all three of us did. And so it's so nice. Like, like, this is the first job I've had that I actually like genuinely like it a lot.
That's
so
good.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. I enjoy it a lot.
Yeah, I remember you talking about maybe right before school started, you needed, like, hours or something, or...
Yes, so...
I don't know if this was related.
Yeah, so basically, like, for to apply for PA school, which is what I will be doing in April of, like, April 2021, so, like, in a couple months, you basically, like, when you apply to PA schools, you... They like to see that you've already had, like, what they call patient contact hours or patient contact experience, and so you, like, can tell them, like, I have already, like, interacted with patients and, like, given them treatment, you know, like, provided them healthcare, and it just like looks really good on your application. There's like PA schools like all over the country, and most schools like in other states like require like a minimum of like 1,000 like patient contact hours, like so much. But Texas is really nice. Like they don't really have like any minimums. But like they still like encourage you like get hours and stuff. So I like the job because I do get paid really well, but I also like can count it as like patient experience on my application. So excited about that.
One thing I didn't like understand about the whole like hours thing was I'd assumed that because COVID was happening that people wouldn't have trouble finding hours because I feel like hospitals need as much help as they can get.
Yeah.
But that's not really the case, right?
Yeah, it's kind of the opposite, honestly. Like I think one, just like in general, I think a lot of like jobs itself like aren't hiring. And so like I think it's harder for like inexperienced college students to get jobs in healthcare right now. But also at the same time, like, they do need help at the same time, too. So, but I think they're also just, like, they don't want to expose anyone, like, any more people than they have to COVID. Because when I, like, this summer when we were doing our EMT stuff, we, like, when we would do our, like, clinicals, like, out on the trucks, like, the EMT trucks, we, like, couldn't interact with any patients, like, if they had COVID. Like, if we found out that the patient was COVID positive, we had to, like, stay in the truck and we couldn't, like, interact with them and stuff. And I think that's just, like, a liability thing, you know? But it is kind of weird because it's, like, we're here, like, we're willing, like, to help, you know? Like, we want to get involved and stuff. So it's a very weird thing, so... Yeah, I was like, sign me up. I was like, I'll stick a swab up their nose. I was like, I don't care. I was like, I'll do it. So, yeah, it's definitely such a weird time. Yeah, so,
for sure. So you're like public health major, right?
Allied health. Basically, the same thing. Yeah.
And before you came to college, I mean, before like you were allied health, what were you?
I was BIMS, biomedical sciences.
So, what made you choose BIMS when you first came in? And then, like, why did you switch?
So, when I first came to college, I thought I wanted to go to optometry school. So, I thought I wanted to be an eye doctor because I knew I wanted to go in the medical field, but I didn't want to be an actual doctor just because of, like, residency and, like, you know, lots of extra school. Yeah, it's just a lot. And so, I was like, I could, like, the eyes are, like, eyes and brain, like, all that is really interesting to me. And one of my dad's best friends from college is an optometrist, and so I kind of talked to him a lot, like, over the summer before college. I was like, that sounds interesting. And then I did, like, very minimal research into, like, into majors. And I found biomedical sciences, and I was like, I think this would, like, cover all the bases. And I think a lot of people who do go to med school are BIMS majors. And then, yeah, so that's why I was BIMS. And then when I decided that I want to go to PA school, like, end of sophomore year, I was like, I am getting the hell out of this major. Like, not because, like, I couldn't do it. Like, I think I could, but I just genuinely didn't need, like, a lot of the classes that were in that major. So I was like, why am I going to sit here and suffer through these classes if I don't even need them, you know? So, yeah, so I switched to allied health. Like the summer between sophomore and junior year, but thankfully the majors are very similar. Like
there's like overlap.
There's a lot of overlap. So I really only had to take a couple classes from like the sophomore year, like curriculum for allied health to like catch up. And like, I'm all good now. That's so good. Even like, and staying an extra semester,
that's okay.
But that's by choice kind of. So thankfully my parents are, you know, willing to let me stay, which is very nice of them. That's so nice.
Yeah. I mean, whenever, because you switched at the end of your sophomore year, right?
Like, so Josh was, like, same deal as me. Like, he kind of, like, was thinking about PA school, and he had just recently switched to allied health, and he knew that I was, like, thinking about PA school. He was, like, dude, he was, like, you need to change your major. He was, like, just do it. And I was, like, I can't. And I was, like, I can't change my major. Because I think I was just, like, it was just, like, the fear of, like, the failure and, like, admitting that I needed to change, you know? And so I was, like, shoot. I was, like, I cried about it to my mom so many times. She was probably so sick of hearing about it. But, yeah, so I did end up changing my major. And I'm so glad that I did. Because I genuinely really like my major a lot.
That's good.
So, because all the electives are just so interesting to me. And, like, so much more applicable to what I actually want to do with my life, you know. Instead of BIMS where it's, like, you're learning about... I took, like, 2 entomology classes.
And you're not going to even need that.
No, it's bug classes.
Yeah.
When am I going to need to know about bugs and mosquitoes? And I'm the only, like, applicable thing is, like, mosquitoes transmit disease. And that's it. And I'm like, I know that. Like, I get it. So, never... Yeah. So, I'm very happy to be where I'm at now in school.
Yeah, because, like, the end of my sophomore year, I was at this crossroads of, like, should I switch majors, like, to another engineering... And I was really close to, but part of the reason why I was so hesitant was, kind of like you said, I didn't want to admit that, like, I needed it out.
Yeah.
And number two, I think, I mean, it's just sophomore year, but I was already, like, this past year and a half or whatever was meaningless if I'm switching out, you know?
Yeah.
I felt like I was, like, so ashamed of failing out or switching out and being behind, because I've always been on level with all of my classmates. I'm graduating with them, I'm taking classes with them, and now... I'm behind, and I just felt so weird.
Well, and, like, I know that you worked really hard, too, in school. Like, you know, you were always grinding, like, in the MSC. We would see each other. So it's hard to just be like, yeah, I need help, or, like, I need something better or something different. And so once I came to, you know, I'm sure you were saying, like, once I was like, okay, I'm good, like, we can do this, like, it was so much better after that. Smooth sailing after that. So it was good. I'm taller than you. I had to lower my seat down.
For those of y'all that didn't see, Ellie's in like this adjustable chair, and I was like saying something. Out of the corner of my eye, I see her just lower down in height a little bit.
I tried to be discreet about it. Just a little, little noise. Anyways, so now that we're eye to eye.
Eye to eye.
Yeah.
I've always loved how just like artistic you are.
Oh, so, thank you.
Yeah, you, Ellie is a fantastic just artist.
Thank you.
And, you know, I was just wondering, obviously it's probably like a passion, but why didn't you choose something that like major-wise that was more geared towards art?
Honestly, I think for two reasons. One, I think just like getting into art and being an artist is at least like from like the movies and like books, it's like a very like, you know, like a starving artist, like a struggling artist, like they're always like, it's not a very stable job, you know? And so I do eventually want a family, you know, and to be able to support myself. And so for me, just like as a career in general, like I just didn't think that it was something that was going to, I would be able to support myself and my family with like later on in life. Yeah. And I mean, who knows, like there are so many like successful artists. I just didn't want to take that risk, you know? Cause my siblings, like my parents have asked me before, like if I would, you know, ever want to like pursue something in it. And I don't know, maybe later on in life, if I decide that I like want like a side hustle, you know, or something like that. But I do love it though. But I just didn't think it would be a stable job. Mm-hmm. And then I've always like been very, interested in the medical field and like in science and passionate about helping people. Cause my mom, she's a physical therapist. Mm-hmm. And so she loves what she does and is super passionate about what she does. And I always loved like hearing her come home like from work when I was younger, and she would tell me about her day and like her patients and like all the positive impacts that like she made and like the problem solving that she did and stuff. And I just thought that was super cool. Mm-hmm. And I just also love science too. And so like, I think all that kind of combined, and I was like, I think I want to go in the medical field. Mm-hmm. And so I am like good with that decision, but I do love art a lot, and I hate that I haven't been able to do it as much. Yeah. I did have an art minor for a time, like
I remember
here,
that. Mm-hmm.
Like while I was at A&M.
Yeah, I'd see you in like the MSc drawing, like taking up a table, a whole table.
That was during like the literal worst semester of my life. That was the second semester of sophomore year when I was like having my identity crisis, and I was like, I think I need to change my major. Mm-hmm. Because I did that art minor because I came in to college with like 27 hours of like credit from just like AP classes and stuff. So I was like, I'm not trying to graduate early. Yeah. So I was like, I'll just pick up a minor.
Right.
And I was like, I want to do something creative, you know, like to kind of break up like all my hard classes. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, I'll do an art minor. And then it really was just this one professor that ruined it for me. Uh-huh. Like I loved all my other classes, but this professor, like, it was an arts 103 class, like should have been a very basic, like introductory class.
Yeah.
Like on the description, it was like studying line and color and theory. And I was like, okay, I know all about that. Yeah. You know, like I can do that. And he just made the projects like so elaborate and would grade so hard. Mm-hmm. And me, I'm like, I want to do well in this class. Like I'm not going to get a bad grade in this class because like I don't want to dedicate the time. I'm perfectionist, so I was like, okay, I'm going to do this project. I'm going to do it well.
Right.
And you saw me, like, I would literally be scribbling away with my colored pencils, like, in the middle of the MSc, and I think I just, like, it kind of, like, took the joy away from it for me, you know, like, having to, because art is so subjective, too, and so it's like, how are you going to tell me that I didn't, like, accomplish your, like, idea of what the project should have been or whatever, so, so I ended up dropping the art minor, and I'm sad that I did, but I also think it was best in the end, because at the end of the day, it's not the priority, you know, like, because that semester I did not do well, like in school, like as well as I could have, because like I was spending so much time on these art projects that like really like didn't really matter at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Like at the end of the day, like my schoolwork, like in prereqs for PA school, like that's like what really matters.
Yeah.
So. But like, it was nice that I was getting to be creative that semester, but I really haven't done much since, so.
I mean, it's still good that you, like, have it as a hobby, and, like,
yeah.
I'm sure you do it every now and then. It just might not be as frequent.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's more of a hobby, because I took art in high school, and, like, and in junior high, and that's kind of, like, how I got into it.
Yeah.
Because I didn't really take any art classes until, like, eighth grade of junior high. And yeah, I just kind of like had a knack for it, and I really liked it a lot. And I just like improved throughout high school, competed in a couple competitions.
Yeah, got them sold. Yeah,
sold them for some money.
Do you have like a favorite painting you've done?
I would say I'm most like impressed with like the realistic stuff I did in high school. Like the ones that I did for like the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. Yeah. Probably the one that I'm most proud of is the one I did my senior year. It was this picture of a girl on horseback, and so it was like her and the horse and like just like a white picket fence background.
Yeah.
And there was just like a lot of details, like it was like the saddle and like the rope and like all the buckles and, you know, ties and everything, like her, like her shirt and her hair and all this. And so that one was just a lot of detail. And I also, this is so bad, so like our art teacher had like one rule, and she was like, never have liquid near your art. Okay. Just don't ever have liquid near your art, because if you spill it, then you'd have to start over.
Yep.
And one night I was like grinding away like at like 3 a.m. like trying to like finish it, because I always took forever to do these, and I would always wait till the last minute to do them. And I think I was just in a daze. I don't even remember knocking over my water, but I just remember I would like close my box of colored pencils and like sit up, and I just pick up my art, and I just realized it's like dripping wet. And I was like, I have to start over.
Yeah.
And it was due in like I was already like halfway through it. Like, and I had to start over. But that was that same one, like the cowgirl one with the horse. And so I ended up finishing it, and I sold that one too. And so
there you go.
That one was definitely the most challenging for me, I would say.
Yeah.
I haven't really done anything like super realistic like that in a, like since high school.
Mm-hmm.
But kind of recently I've been kind of wanting to do it again, so maybe over winter break. I'll do something.
It's like one of those things that like people don't know that you can do it, but like once they do, they're like, wow, that's so cool.
Yeah,
and it's a good thing to keep.
It definitely has been something that I do want to hold on to a lot, and it is kind of fun to like share that with people.
Mm-hmm.
And like show them my work and stuff. I have, like, actually, like, a couple of those projects, like, from my class, because I was like, I worked really hard on these.
Right.
I'm not going to just throw them away and stuff. But yeah, I usually am not one to, like, brag on myself either, so I'm not going to be like,
look at this stuff that I did.
So I usually don't, like, just, like, openly tell people, but I do like to, like, share it with people and show people what I can do, because I do like it a lot.
Yeah.
So.
Are they hung up in your home anywhere?
Yeah, so, usually, like, when you sell your work, like, at competitions, like, you obviously, like, are giving it, like, to the person.
Yeah.
But at our, like, local, like, county fair, Brazoria County Fair, they, like, a lot of the people are really nice. And, like, they will buy your artwork, but then they'll, like, they give you the money, but they'll also give you the artwork to keep. Because, like, they're basically just, like, doing it to, like, give kids money, you know, and, like, support the, like, art system and stuff. So, I do have, like, the originals of, like, I did one of my dog, which my mom really wanted to keep that one. And so I have that one hanging. And then I have like some prints of like the ones that I did for the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. And they're all like basically hanging in like this hallway that goes up to our like game room in my house.
Yeah.
And like my brother and sister have their art too. Cause like my brother and sister, well, my sister like did art in high school and like she did really well. But my mom really wanted my brother to get into art or like do something. So he did art because he's in, oh my gosh, what grade is he in? Oh my gosh, he's a freshman in high school right now.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But when he was in junior high, he did, my mom like basically made him do art.
Yeah.
And he drew this picture of a cow and it's so bad. It is so bad. And like, we're all like, good job, Danner.
Yeah.
Like, that, like, we're really proud of you. And he's like, it's horrible. He's like, don't lie. It's his, we call it his special cow because it's very special to him. And he did try hard, but it just is funny because it's up there with, like, my work and, like, my sister's work.
Yeah, so
and then
there's,
it's
like, a big difference.
This little cow, yeah. It's so funny, though.
Yeah.
We do like to kind of jack with him about it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's good.
Funny.
It's funny.
You mentioned your siblings. What is your, like, relationship with them?
So it's really good. So I have my younger sister, Cora. She is a senior in high school right now. Mm-hmm. She's going to be coming to A&M in the fall of 2021, so I'm really excited. And I have my younger brother, Danner, who is a freshman in high school. Mm-hmm. So I love both my siblings. Me and my sister, we used to fight all the time whenever we were younger. And I feel like every, like, all sisters do that pretty much. It was always over stupid stuff, too. You know, like, she'd take my shirt or... It's really her just annoying me, if we're being honest. But, yeah, so we, like, would fight all the time whenever we were younger. But we've grown, like, really close, especially after I left for college. Yeah, she's just, like, grown up and, like, matured a lot, honestly. And we just get along really well together. I love her a lot. And then my brother and I were always super close whenever I was younger. And... I always just, like, kind of felt like I, not, like, was his mom, but, like, I would be, like, oh, like, you know, like, I would just, like, cling to him and, like, just, like, wanted to be his best friend, and he would, like, mumble a lot as a baby, and I was, like, I know what he's saying. Like, I was, like, I'm the translator for him. Like, he wants this, you know? And I'm, like, I don't know what he's saying. He's just saying random words. But, yeah, like, I still love him a lot, and, like, we're still really close, but, like, he's definitely way too cool for me now.
Really?
Yeah, he's too cool for his own good. They both are, honestly. They're both so funny and, like, so easy to get along with, and they're both awesome. I love them a lot. Yeah. So they're going to take the world by storm whenever they get out there. So, yeah, I'm very thankful to, like, have a good relationship with both of them. Hopefully they think the same about me.
They probably do.
I'm like raving about them. They're like, we actually hate her.
Yeah.
She sucks.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but I love them a lot. Mm-hmm. They're awesome. Yeah. So I'm really excited to be here next semester.
No, yeah, I get to sister. Like see her in that transition phase.
Just because, like, I mean, she does not need help whatsoever. Like, she, if she was here by herself, like, she would be fine. But it'll just be nice, like, to kind of, like, guide her a little bit, you know, and, like, be there for her if she does need help or, like, have any questions, because I know when I came to A&M, I grew up an A&M fan, like, had been to the campus, and even I was still, like, where's Blocker, you know, or, like, I don't know, like, what this is and stuff, so it'll be good, like, to kind of be that, like, built-in friend for her for here, so
yeah,
I'm excited.
I'm surprised, like, you and your sister fought, even though there's, like, a four-year age gap.
Yeah, I think it was, like... I think we were just close enough, and, like, my sister was just, she was kind of a little shithead whenever she was younger. Like, not, like, she just really was. Like, she just, like, wanted, she just, like, loved the attention and, like, loved making people laugh. And, like, she is, like, she's still like that. Like, she just loves to be goofy and, like, just, like, make people smile and everything. Yeah. But she just also, like, really knew how to push your buttons. Like, and so... And she just kind of, like, did whatever she wanted, you know? And so I'm just very much not like that. And so she would just be doing some stupid stuff. And I would just be like, literally stop. Like, you're so annoying. And she would take all my stuff all the time. I think that's what really got me. Because I was like, you just have to ask, you know? Like, I would let you take it if you would just ask. But yeah, we did fight a lot. Oh my gosh. There was one time where we fought and... I think my parents had run out of punishments for us, like, to stop fighting. And this was the worst one, too. My dad literally, like, set us down outside, and, like, he put me, like, he was like, you sit here and you sit here. And we had to stare at each other. And he was like, you two just stare at each other. And, like, he was like, don't laugh, don't talk to each other, just stare at each other. And we were like, what the
heck? Damn.
And it was a bad punishment. I don't know. I just remember laughing.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'd laugh.
Like, I know, we were just like, okay, we're not mad anymore, you know? So it kind of worked, but it was also so hard because I was also so mad at her. And I wanted to, like, tell her off and be like, quit doing this. Yeah. But, yeah, my parents had a handful with us, too. So I don't know. I literally don't know how they made it.
Yeah.
It was, yeah. Mm-hmm. But we don't really fight anymore.
Oh, that's good.
So that's definitely an improvement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You said you grew up, like, in A&M, like, house.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of knew you wanted to come here since day one.
Oh, yeah. I literally only applied to A&M for college, which was bold of me, I guess. But, so my parents both went to A&M. They actually met here at A&M.
Aww.
Yeah, it's super cute. Yeah. Yeah, so my dad was a senior, my mom was a sophomore, and my dad was in the Singing Cadets, which is, like, a male chorus, like, on campus. And so my mom had, like, a friend, like, a study buddy in one of her classes that was also in the Singing Cadets with my dad. And so this friend was basically like, oh, like, you two should meet. Like, I really think y'all would hit it off. Yeah. And so, like, they met. literally 7 days before my dad graduated his senior year.
Wow.
And somehow, like, he basically convinced my grandparents to let him come back for his master's, major air quotes around that.
Yeah.
Basically so that he could, like, spend more time with my mom, like, get to know my mom. My dad does not have his master's degree, but he does have my mom, so it did work out.
That's good.
But yeah, so my parents both graduated. My dad was class of 92, my mom's 94, and then, yeah, my parents love A&M so much, and so I grew up, like, I think I came to my first A&M game when I was, like, in diapers.
Wow.
Like, there's a picture somewhere where my mom's holding me in front of, like, the old Kyle Field, and, like, it's just me in a little, like, A&M, like, jumpsuit, and so... Yeah, I grew up coming here, like, to all the football games, and I think I loved it so much because my parents loved it so much, and, like, they were both so passionate about the school and, like, everything that they had experienced and learned while they were here, and I was, like, I just ate it up, and, like, I loved the football games, like, the atmosphere and the band and, like, all the traditions and everything, and so, yeah, I was, like, I can't go anywhere else. People would ask me in high school, like, they'd like, if you couldn't go to A&M, like, where would you go? I was like, why are we talking?
Yeah,
like,
that's not happening.
There's no question. I was like, I'm going to A&M, so why are we talking about it? And they were like, no, but, like, if you couldn't. And I was like, I don't know. I was like, I literally don't know where I would go. I was like, I don't want to go anywhere else. Yeah. So, I'm so thankful to be here. So, I was bleeding maroon. Drinking that Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
At a young age. I know, I came into fish camp, like, all cocky. I was like, I already know. Like,
you're a Penelope.
Yes, literally. It's like, actually, my dad did this. People probably hated me, honestly.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I was like, y'all don't know the war hymn? I was like, singing The Spirit of Aggieland at 2 years old.
Yeah.
So get with the program.
It took me so long to, like, know the words to that, too.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's hard. And if you only sing it, like, once at a football game, then, like, you never...
It's hard for it to stay.
It is. But now you'd be singing it,
though. Yeah, now I'd be singing it.
He said, now I know all the words.
Yeah. I definitely think, like, when I grow older, I'm going to be, like... that A&M parent.
You
like,
do?
I definitely want to be. Like, I love it here so much, too.
I know.
And, like, obviously, I'm going to let my kids decide, like, where they want to go, but I'll definitely be taking them to A&M games when they're younger.
Just give them a gentle push in the right direction.
This is, like, what I did. You don't have to do it, but, like...
wink. Big ol' wink. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll be so fun. I hope my kids come here, too.
Yeah.
I really hope my younger brother comes here, too.
Yeah.
Because
he's going to be the other one that breaks the tradition, I guess.
And, like you said, like, if he wants to go somewhere else, then, like, by all means, like, do it, you know?
Yeah.
Just want him to be happy, but it would be really cool if, like, we all went, so.
That'd be awesome. What was I going to say? Has he come and seen, like, campus and all that? Like,
so my parents, they, like, got season tickets for football games, like, 2 or 3 years ago, so, like, they tried to come up to A&M, like, you know, like, a couple times a year. And, like, we always did, me and my sister did, like, the A&M volleyball camps in the summers. And my brother did, like, the basketball and baseball camp. So he's been, we've come pretty often. But, recently we've been, like, going to all the football games together. Nice. So, which is fun for me because, like, I get to see them when they come up, too. So,
yeah,
it's a lot of fun.
So we were talking about tradition earlier. And since we're talking about tradition, I wanted to ask you about fast.
Oh.
Kind of just wanted you to run through, like, what it was like going from, like, your freshman year to, like, your junior year. Even now, like, you're big, I'm guessing, right?
No, not this year.
Oh, wait, last year you
were. Last year I was big. Yeah. So I could have been this year, but I was like, my time is done.
You know,
I they can take it away.
Yeah.
Freshman year, you know, I came into college and I wanted to get plugged in immediately because my idea of fun when I first came to college was just sitting in my dorm reading my biology textbook because I just had, like, I had some friends from high school, but, like, besides that, like, I didn't really know anyone else, you know, so I was like, well, I guess I'll just go read my book, you know, so I was like, I gotta do something, and so... You know, like, fish camp, they're like, hey, All Flow Informational is, you know, tonight, like, come. Yeah. And so I went with, like, a couple friends from high school and, like, their roommates. And so I went, and I remember, like, hearing FAST, and it was, like, all about tradition. And I was like, oh, that's super cool. Like, I love A&M. I love traditions. I was like, that sounds like a really good fit for me.
Yeah.
And of course, like, I applied to like other flows, right. But I really did want FAST a lot, especially after my interview, because I had a really fun interview.
Yeah.
It was with Adri. She was actually my big, she was a director. And then Noelle Lowry. I don't know if you ever got to meet her. Yeah. So it was just a really fun time. We did it in like the art museum of the MSC.
Oh, perfect. And your, like your
little,
element.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And so it was like in the bean bags or whatever, like this little like cozy section. And we just like had so much fun. Like we just chatted and I was like, these are like really cool people. I was like, if that is like the kind of like interactions that like I'm going to have like with people in FAST, like I really want that a lot.
Yeah.
But I knew that it was like pretty competitive, you know, because, like, you saw, like, the awful information.
Yeah,
like, you saw
crazy.
Literally how many people were there. So I was like, you know, we'll try, and, like, whatever happens, happens.
Yeah.
And I ended up getting it, which was super awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I just, like, I just fell in love with it, honestly. Like, I, like, definitely early into fall semester, I was like, this is really cool. Just because I just met so many cool people that I had just unlike any other people I'd ever met before, you know, and like everyone was just so welcoming and accepting and fun. And when I was in high school, like I was definitely, I don't know, I just definitely never was my true self in high school. I think I just always felt like kind of in this little box in high school and like I could only be what other people like thought that I was, you know, and I was just not confident in myself enough to like get out of that box.
Yeah.
But you know, once I got into FAST, I was like, holy crap. I was like, I can be whatever I want to be, you know? And like, and everyone would just like hype you up and like give you the confidence, like to do like whatever you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just grew so much freshman year, like from FAST, and also just had so much fun, like in all the events that we did and everything, and met some of my best friends in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, just, it was such a good year. Like I would call my parents, like, I started off calling them every day. My parents were giving me crap about this whenever I was home the last time. They were like, yeah, you used to call us every day. And then it would be like once a week.
Same with my parents.
And then
too.
It was like, have you heard from her? Like, is she okay? Because I was just literally having so much fun and like just like immersing myself like in like this new friend group that I had.
Mm-hmm.
But anytime I would call them, I would just be like, I did this and this and this and this and just like would rave on and on and on about everything I'd done.
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, I have to do another year, like, if I can. I was like, because I've gained so much from this. I've gained so much from this organization. Like, I definitely want to, like, do that for, like, another group of people.
Mm-hmm.
So I applied for staff and got staff, which was another huge blessing for me because, I just kept growing in a different way sophomore year. I kind of grew more as, like, a leader and, like, you know, working with people.
Yeah.
Freshman year was a lot about me just, like, growing, like, confidence in myself. And then sophomore year was a lot of just like, this is how you work with people and this is how you motivate people and like be a team player and stuff like that, which I kind of already kind of knew how to do, but like it was a lot more like tangible experience. And we just had such a good group of freshmen too.
Yeah.
Like they were all so much fun and just, I was doing the same events over and over again that I did last year, but it was like a whole new experience.
Yeah, you're like taking a step back and seeing like them experience it.
Oh my gosh. That was just the best feeling in the world to like see them fall in love with FAST and like with each other, like the way that I had like freshman year. And so just such a good experience again. Like I wouldn't trade it for the world. Like I loved like my staff too. And like all the bigs were so awesome. And yeah, just again, such a good community, you know? and then I was like, I think I got one more year in me. So I applied for head director and I got head director. And that was a whole new set of challenges that came with that. And again, wouldn't trade it for the world. Like I loved again, being able to like have a tangible part in like making another group of freshmen's, like freshman year experience.
Mm-hmm.
Like what I had, you know,
but
it was tough, honestly. Like we just had, and maybe it always is like that. I just feel like we had a lot of stuff that we had to deal with, you know? And like when you are, and like me and like the other three directors, like it's all like riding on like our shoulders. Like, you know, they look to us like to make the decisions and look to us for guidance. And you had some of that responsibility like as a counselor, but then like you really like got to make the tough choices like as a director. So that, again, was, like, something that I learned a lot from. And I'm very grateful for, like, the staff, like, the director staff that I had, because I don't think I, like, would have gotten through, like, all the stuff that we had to do and, like, take care of without them. And then, obviously, COVID hit, and then it was just cut it short, which is really sad. But, like, our counselors did a great job and, like, still made the most of it, and, like, we were able to, like, have, like, our, like, last meeting and stuff like that. And, like, we did try and, like, do, like, events and, like, virtual things and stuff. So, yeah, overall, just, like, you know, like, just, like I've been talking about, like, I just grew so much as a person. And I gained so many, like, friendships that, like, I will have for the rest of my life, you know? And, like, I have, like, my super close friends in FAST that, like, are my ride or dies, but, like, I know that, like, anyone, like, in FAST, like, if I ever needed anything, like, those people would, like, help me out in a heartbeat, you know, just because, like, that's just the type of people that, like, are in that org, and I did just love, like, how much, like, FAST, like, did value the traditions of A&M, too, because I feel like a lot of people come to A&M and just, like, don't really experience, like, you know, like, silver taps, like, they don't go to, like, bonfire ceremony, or they don't go to muster, and, like, those things are so important, you know, and they just really do set us apart as an organization or as a university. And so I feel like it's so easy to be like, I don't want to go stand outside in the cold at 10:30, you know, or I don't want to wake up at, you know, 2 a.m. to go to the bonfire ceremony. But, like, just, like, the family, like, the community that, like, A&M has, like, that Aggies have is just, like, just so cool to me. Like, it just blows my mind that, like, everyone cares so much and is so passionate about one another. And so I think it's cool that, like, while we kind of, like, force you to do those things, like, it's not something that you would probably do, like, on your own accord, you know? Because I know that if I wasn't, even I, like, if I wasn't forced to do it, like, I probably wouldn't go, you know? But it's nice because you, like, you really do, like, gain an appreciation for it a lot because you see how meaningful it is, for sure.
I like it.
10 out of 10 experience. Would do it all again in a heartbeat, too, and wouldn't change a single thing about it either. So,
yeah. That's, like, something I noticed whenever, like, I guess I kind of, like, met all of you guys freshman year, too.
I literally wouldn't know you if it wasn't for FAST.
Yeah, and I wasn't even in it. It was because
I know.
It was Lindsay.
Nah, you were a FAST. You were in FAST.
But it was just, like, I remember meeting you guys and, like, I didn't go to fish camp. I didn't really understand the whole flow thing.
Oh, I forget
thing.
That you didn't go to fish camp.
Yeah. And so, like, I literally only applied to flows because I heard somebody mention it when I was in line. And someone was like, oh, something's going on tonight. And I was like, oh, I guess I'll go. And I didn't realize that, like, how competitive it was. I just, like, applied to free.
Yeah.
And, like, luckily I got in.
You only applied to free?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't realize that everyone
what
applied.
What a baddie. He said, I'm just applying to one.
I said, I'm going to apply to one. I'm going to get it. But then I was like, I'd only seen, like, I guess a flow from, like, one experience, then I met all you guys, and I was like, this is, like, how you guys do things, and it was just so cool because, like, I loved my flow experience, but, like, getting to see another group of people who, like, I very much just got along with, like, saw how you guys did it. I saw you guys were super, super close. I was like, I know I'm not in the org, but I'm gonna, like, be friends with y'all, you know? And obviously, like, I was a big, like, lot 2 years ago. And, like, somehow I still end up meeting a bunch of people from FAST 23.
Yeah.
So, like, it's kind of carried on. But, no, I've really always liked the people, like, in the organization, especially, like, our freshman year.
Yeah.
There's some really cool people.
Yeah, I know. We had, we had a lot of good memories.
And y'all also, like, convinced me to do fish camp my first year. Because you guys were all sitting around a circle and a table in the MSC, and it was, like, the day apps were due. And I was like, why are all of y'all on your computer? And everyone was saying, I'm doing my fish camp app. I'm doing my fish camp app. Are you applying? I'm like, I don't think so. And everyone literally at the table kept saying that. And I was like, when's the app due? And they're like at 5 or whatever. And I was like, it's 1 o'clock. I can do it.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's why, like, literally, I only applied to, like, as rough as it sounds, like, I only applied to fish camp for that reason my first year. I ended up, you know, wanting to do it more because I liked what it accomplished.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have been part of fish camp my first year, even maybe even throughout college, if it wasn't for, like, your guys' circle. So
I didn't know that. That's so cool.
So thanks.
I don't think I did anything, but you're welcome. That is so funny. And now you were a chair.
I know.
Thank goodness that you did it, because You're a good fish camp counselor. So you're a
good fish camp counselor. You know what? Let's talk a little bit about that experience. Maybe not about like
good the little whole, segue.
Not about the whole entire life from start to finish, but I guess. First of all, tell me about Cade. Tell me about you and Cade's relationship.
Oh my gosh! So for all you listeners out there, so Cade and I, like, obviously we were like freshmen together in FAST, and like he quickly became like one of my closest friends in FAST. Because he just, like, is Cade and, like, has such a magnetic personality. And so we, like, got to know each other, and he is, like, Mr. Fish Camp. Like, he, you know this. Like, he is so talented and, like, so invested and passionate about it. And so we knew from the jump, like, he was going to apply for chair. And, like, you know, me, you, like, we all got chair, which is really cool. And then, you know, we're applying for partners, and, like, I think Cade and I maybe talked at Polar Bear about, like, our vision for camp. Yeah. Like, just... You know, just because, like, oh, you're, like, like, you're asking in passing, like, oh, what's your vision? Like, what are your words or whatever, you know? And so, not thinking that we would literally be partners, you know, like, a couple, like, month later or whatever it was. But, oh, my gosh, like, I'm so grateful that he was my partner. Because we just kind of got to skip all the, like...
Getting to know you
stuff. And not that that stuff is bad, but, like, we just could jump right in to, like, making our camp, like, building, like, our vision and, like... kind of just, like, getting excited for, like, what was to come, you know? And so, and he's just, he's incredible. Like, he has been such, I'm so glad that I had him for the year that we all experienced as chair. Because, again, I don't know, like, if I would have made it through without him. Just because he's just so much fun, just so invested, and such a hard worker, too. Like, I'm very grateful that, like, I never had to worry about, like, Cade getting his share of the work done. And anytime, like, I had to, like, slack off a little bit, like, he would pick up my slack, and, like, he knew that I would do the same for him and stuff, and so it was a great working relationship, and also just, like, you know, he's, like, one of my best friends. Like,
and that's,
it was
like,
such...
all you want.
Exactly, like, that's, and, like, I think our relationship definitely, like, helped with our camp and, like, our counselors, too, because they just kind of, it's always good to, like, see your chairs and, like, see that they love each other and that they can work well together, and so... Yeah, he's my homie, you know, he's my ride or die, and so I'm so, it was definitely such a surprise, too, because we just really never thought that it was going to happen, you know, like, at reveal, like, our pictures are so funny, because we're literally, like, losing our minds, because, like,
oh my gosh, this is actually happening.
Yes, like, because we just turn around, and it just was not, like, a thought in my head, you know, like, I had put him on my prep sheet, you know, like, kind of in the middle, because, like, I would work with him, but, like, I just assumed that it would never, they wouldn't put us together. But then we turned around, we were just like, we're like, this is a prank. We're like, we're literally getting pranked right now. Like, there's no way. And so, it was, I'm so grateful that he's my partner. So, And it was kind of cool because, like, we, like, had obviously kept in touch, like, since freshman year, you know? But, like, we definitely kind of got to, like, reignite our friendship, I guess, you know? Because we were so close freshman year. And then, like... sophomore and junior year, we were just both, like, busy with other things. And anytime we saw each other, like, it was, you know, we always picked up right where we left off. But, yeah, I definitely got, like, we went back to, like, our freshman year, like, relationship and, like, just got so close all over again. So.
Yeah. For the time that, like, when we were in person, it was just so fun seeing y'all two interact. Just because I was, like, obviously I know you guys are super close. I don't know, just seeing the way you guys just bounce off each other and, like, the electricity, it's just so... It just happened so naturally, and it was always, like, so funny.
Yeah.
I don't know. Y'all were just super tight, and it was super clear from my perspective, so it was awesome.
He can just always, like, pull me out of a bad mood, too. Like, I'm just so grateful for that, because, like, I can get in my head a lot and just, like, kind of, like, be in my own thoughts, but he's, like, just so good about just making me laugh, you know, because he's a funny dude. And so, I'm very grateful for him, so.
How would you say that, like, being a chair changed you? Like, Ellie, before... you became a chair versus Ellie now.
I think I would say I think I could, I learned how to deal with conflict better. And, like, to have those tough conversations. I did learn that, like, to a certain extent, like, as a director, but I think I got to, like, fine tune it and, like, become more comfortable with it. And, like, it was one of those things where, like, I could do it by choice, you know? Because, like, with director, like, if, like, if you had conflict, like, you pretty much, like, had to deal with it. Like, there was, like, a set, like, specific, like, actions that you should take, like, mm-hmm. you know, to, like, deal with something. Right. And, like, you have, like, that distance from the freshman, like, if it was, like, a problem with the freshman, mm-hmm. like, that you can just, like...
Just be, like, the authority figure.
Yeah, like, the authority figure, like, you're the bad guy, like, whatever, mm-hmm. like, you can take that hit.
Yeah.
But, like, as a chair, like, if you are, like, dealing with conflict with your counselors or dealing with a problem, like, you still want to be, like, that resource for them.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, and, like, that friend to them. But, like, you also do have to have that authority, too.
That's
and so,
true.
And you can also choose to,
yeah,
like, leave the conflict all alone. But, like, it would be a lot better if you didn't address it, you know, and you didn't just, like, leave it to simmer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because I have never really liked conflict.
No,
like, confrontation,
I don't like it either.
And I still don't like it, you know. Uh-huh. But I definitely am more comfortable with it.
Yeah.
Because we had to have a lot of tough conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And just, like, letting, like, you know, disappointing conversations, too, you know?
Yeah. It's always interesting. Like, we had that same thing, especially me, like, being a leader versus being a friend.
Mm-hmm.
You can do both, but at the same time, you need to remember, like, your end goal. And sometimes when, like, the end goal isn't all, like, I don't know. How about, I don't know what I'm trying to say. I guess I'm trying to say, like, sometimes, like, you can't be, like, a leader and a friend. You need to be the one that's, like, we can't do that, or
mm-hmm.
I'd love to do that, but it's not best for our group or something.
Yeah.
But then after you lay down the rules, you still want them to be comfortable around you, because if they're not comfortable around you, you guys aren't really a family.
Yeah.
It doesn't create that environment that you want for, like, the freshmen.
Yeah.
So it's definitely, like, hard to balance that, especially when all these people are either the same age as you or at most 2 years younger.
Some of my counselors were older than me, too.
Really?
Yeah. Well, just, I'm so young for our grade.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So I was like, yeah, listen to me, you know? But, like, I'm like, I'm a little younger than you. I'm like, I have no real authority.
Yeah.
But I also do at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, definitely a tricky situation to be in. So...
Yeah. But it was a good experience for you?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Like, it definitely wasn't the experience I imagined.
Yeah.
It definitely wasn't the experience anyone imagined.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm definitely thankful for, just for the relationships, honestly. Like,
mm-hmm.
I am, like, over the moon about, like, the group of counselors that, like, Cade and I got, you know? They are just, like, just some of my favorite people in the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they have taught me so much and, like, just brought so much joy to my life, too. And, like, such a... very, like, scary, like, very odd period in everyone's life. And, like, I could just, like, always count on them, you know, to make me happy and to make me smile. And they're all awesome and they all love each other so much.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, like, you know, and they did their job as counselors and they did it well, too. So
that's all you can really ask for.
Yeah. So I'm very thankful for all of them.
Yeah. So obviously, like, you and Cade are very close, but there's always going to be disagreements. With, like, you two.
Mm-hmm.
Not talking about, like the super, like, deep disagreements. I'm talking about, like, is there anything, like, Cade likes that you don't like? Like, I know Cade loves his Ariana Grande. What about you? Or like,
I do like Ariana
Grande. Okay. Or, like, maybe food or...
Well, I'm just a super picky eater,
mm-hmm.
so... He, like, if we, like, wanted to go get dinner, like, he would know that, like, we couldn't go get, like, salada or, like...
What?
Salads ain't vegetables. Never heard of them.
Yeah.
No, I think it's not like a disagreement. It's just like an annoyance.
Yeah.
Like, really, like I want to eat this, like to go hang out with our counselors and eat this for dinner, or like to go hang out with our friends and like.
Yeah.
I'm like, sorry, Torchies or Whataburgers. That's all you get.
Yeah.
But like, I don't really know. We do have a lot of things in common that we like a lot.
Like. Such as?
Both like Star Wars
okay.
a lot. We do both like Ariana Grande. We have a lot of like similar like music tastes.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't really, I love, you know, we love Cardi B.
Yeah.
I love Cardi B.
He hates Cardi B.
He does not like Cardi, sadly. But like nobody likes Cardi.
Not a lot of people,
honest.
Yeah. It's pretty controversial.
Yeah, it is. But I don't know, we really do kind of like, we do have a lot of the same interests and stuff.
Yeah.
We do like Star Wars a lot though. We do like. Text a lot about Star Wars and stuff.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We really don't. Yeah, we don't really have many disagreements.
No.
Now that I'm thinking about it.
Okay, I know we had a conversation like freshman year about Cardi B, but maybe like senior year this time around.
I wish.
It's changed up.
I don't buy it. I don't think so. Makes me sad.
Yeah. It's okay. What about, he doesn't like Taylor Swift.
No, that's true. But, like, I also don't love Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. Like, I like a lot of her old music, but I'm not, like, a diehard fan or anything. So it's like, I'm not, like, missing anything, you know?
But he just straight up.
Oh, he hates her. Like, would probably punch her if he ever saw her in person. Like, that's the level of hate that he has. Uh-huh. Why? Couldn't tell you.
Right.
Just has a bone to pick with her or something.
I guess.
Taylor Swift did something to Cade.
I know.
And did him dirty somehow. So, I don't know what she did, but...
Yeah. I remember I told him, I was like, I love Taylor Swift.
I know, because you love her. I love
Taylor Swift. Yeah. And he, like, did a double take.
Yeah.
He was like, could you repeat what you just said? He's like, no.
He's ready to fight. His fight or flight instincts kicked in. He was like, what did you just say? Yeah. I know you didn't just say that. Yeah. He does not like her. Yeah. That's funny.
But yeah, that is, I'm glad, like, you know, as, I mean, I'm sure every single chair can say how much they didn't expect this year to happen, and it sucked, obviously, like, I would have loved, obviously, like, Fish Camp would have been great, whether it was, like, Lakeview or virtual, like, mm-hmm. it was, but it would have been nice to, like, go back to Lakeview, too, just, mm-hmm. I think it's also, like, a special place. It's not, like, the freshmen are away from their homes. You know, this is, like, their first real sense of college.
Yeah.
They're around everyone their own age. They can see, like, the impact of people, like, in person, which it's so hard to do that virtually.
Yeah.
It's hard to, like, establish a really good relationship with someone virtually.
It is, just because, like, you can't, like, read their body language. Mm-hmm. You can't, like, make that personal connection with them. But it just doesn't feel genuine, you know? Like, you can try and you can sit there, but it's just, like, it's so easy to tune out, too. Yeah. Like, so many times I would, like, click through, like, camp, and it was just, like, black screens.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, no names.
That was so sad.
I was like, I hope you guys are paying attention.
I know.
You know?
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, we did the job.
Yeah.
You know, we got the job done. So, and that's all we can do.
And we're done with that.
We are. It is crazy.
I know.
I was like, do I apply for third year?
You could if you really wanted
to. I could, but I won't. I shouldn't.
Yeah.
I'm done, but I did. It would be nice to go back.
Yeah.
And just to, like, watch, like a little fly on the wall and
honestly,
just, like, see it all again.
Honestly, I'd be happy to just go back and not, like, not even be in a camp. I'll just take pictures.
Literally, I was like, I'll just watch, like, in the corner. Like, creepily, in the corner. Yeah. And I will be content,
and
you know?
Be like, are you a freshman? I'm about to be a super senior.
Actually, no.
Yeah.
I'm old.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really old.
Yeah.
That would be fun. We should go back.
We could.
We'll just,
no one's stopping us.
I mean, it's literally in a county, like county on a county road. Like
yeah.
It's free access.
Right.
So who's to stop us?
Yeah.
We can literally wear our polos.
We'll do that, yeah.
I'll pull up, yeah. We'll wear our polos and then like
No one's gonna tell us what to do. No one.
No one. Yeah. We're doing
that.
That
would be fun.
We're doing
yeah.
it. Mark your calendar.
Mark your calendars. So I also just wanted to talk to you about I don't know if you're, I mean, you probably remember this, but this was, like, my freshman year. I think this was, like, this is probably, like, Fish Camp. Like, we, like, Fish Camp RevNet our first year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we had met up at your dorm or something.
Uh-huh.
And I left my backpack there.
Yes.
I left my backpack there.
Yes.
I didn't realize, like, what RevNet was like. I didn't even realize there was a possibility, like, I would be off campus.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
I just assumed I was going to go to Rudder and then go back to get my backpack.
Right.
And so, obviously, that didn't happen. I don't know, like, where you guys went. We just went to, like, Coldest because our namesake was in Coldest.
Where did we go? I think we went to one of my chair's house afterwards. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, like, you were off campus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I guess I had, like, a test or something that day, but
mm-hmm.
I was also really, really tired that day.
Yeah.
And I just remember, you know, Rev Night ends. I'm, like, going. I think I was texting. I had my phone.
Mm-hmm.
I texted someone, I think Lindsay, and she was like, oh, yeah, I'm in Evans right now. I go to Evans and I'm just like, I have so much work I need to do. I'm tired and I don't have my backpack right now. And I think you had either just gotten there or you had been there for a while.
Uh-huh.
And it was such like a small like act, but I was like, I really don't want to walk all the way to your dorm and get it. And you're like, no, that's okay. I'll go get it. And I was like, that's so nice. Like, no, I'm not used to people doing this to me. And you're like, no, like, I have to go back and get something, which whether or not that was true, like, it was, you know, you just
I think I did need to get my biology textbook because I did, like, I think I had a test soon and I needed it, so.
But you had done that for me and I just really appreciated that.
Aww.
So I just wanted to just let you know that I really appreciated you doing that.
You know, I still have the note that you wrote me. It's still on my computer from when I stuck it on there. It's still on my laptop.
Oh, I love that.
Because I was like, I just look at it and I'm like, this was, it's from Victor. I was just like a little happy note. So I do still have it. So.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'd written Ellie a note because I was like, she's going all the way back. I mean, we're in Evans, but I still was like, she's going on a journey back to her dorm. The least I can do
wasn't
is
that far.
The least I can do is write her a little note.
Yeah, that was, I feel like, was it cold that day?
It was pretty cold, yeah.
I feel like it was kind of chilly because I remember, like, it was kind of cold because it was dark outside. But, like, it's not far walk. You didn't have to do that.
I just...
Give him the steps in for the day.
Of course. But I guess, you know, since that time, we've both obviously, like, gotten older.
Mm-hmm.
Has there been a time when someone went out of their way for you? And, like, it was a time when, like, you really didn't think you needed it, but, like, you realized.
Yeah, I think definitely, like, again, spring semester, sophomore year, mm-hmm. was just, like, a really rough semester for me. Like, just school was just not going my way, and I was just, like, insanely busy with, like, fast stuff, and mm-hmm. I was kind of on struggle bus for a minute, and, like I was saying earlier, like, it's really hard for me to ask for help because I don't like showing people, like, that I'm weak, quote unquote, even though it's not like a weakness to ask for help. Like, I just feel like I always like want to be seen as like strong and capable. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm like, I can do this myself. You know, like I should be able to do this. And so I was just kind of drowning at one point, you know, like, cause I was like planning like fast track with like Josh, you know? And that was a lot of work. And I just, like, yeah, it was just a really rough semester for me. And I did have a lot of people, like, really go out of their way to, like, make my life easier. Like, Mackenzie, mm-hmm. like, we lived together in the Rise sophomore year. And she did a really great job of, like, helping me out a lot. Because she, like, we lived together. So, obviously, like, she knew, like, my day in and day out. And, like, mm-hmm. like when, like, I had good days and when I had bad days and stuff. And so, you know, she would do something as small as, like, hey, like, you know, like, I'll bring you lunch or something like at the MSC or like, hey, like, let's go get ice cream. You know, like you seem really stressed today. Like, let's like relax. And like, honestly, like a lot of people on staff in general, like helped me out a lot. And like anytime, like I needed help with something or like Josh needed help, like they were always so willing to like help us with like fast track stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, I really did have like a really good like group of support like that semester. Mm-hmm. Which meant the world to me. Like, and I probably didn't show how much it meant to me. Because, again, you know, emotions, like, ugh. But, like, it really did mean the world to me, like, that people, like, cared so much and, like, wanted to see me succeed and, like, wanted me to be happy and stuff.
Yeah.
Another time, now that I'm thinking about it, that someone went out of the way for me is, again, at the Rise. So, you know the Rise, like, how there's basically no visitor parking like, whatsoever. It's non-existent. And I also didn't park my car in the parking garage at the Rise because it was, like, so much money, like, extra on top of your rent.
Oh, yeah, you parked in the garage far
away. By Northgate. And so I was like, oh, like, it was free. So I was like, I can walk to my car. Like, that's fine. That's, like, you know, it's not a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
It was free. And so, but every now and then I would, like, just whip my car into, like, the quote-unquote visitor parking, which really
wasn't
so visitor parking.
Yeah,
yeah, because if I was, like, coming from the MSC but then, like, needed to leave, like, an hour later, like, it was just, like, you lose so much time walking. So I would do that. Like, I don't know, a couple times a week.
Yeah.
And, like, never really had a problem with it. Every now and then they'd put, like, the scary, like, warning sticker, you know? But I was like, man, they're not going to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
But my car did get towed one time from the parking garage. And it was perfect timing to where I was, like, walking out of the elevator. And, like, I can just see them taking my car away.
Oh,
like,
that's
I
the
was
worst.
Like,
yeah.
And, like, I was like, there was a girl who worked at the front desk of the Rise who was basically, like, she had called to get towed. And I was like, that's my car that just like got taken away. I was like, how do I get that back? And she was like, oh yeah, you just call this number, whatever. And I was like,
it's not that simple.
Yeah, I was like, thanks for literally ruining my day.
Yeah.
And I had to go speak like at a meeting for fish camp, like about like applying and stuff. And I was like gonna be late, obviously. And I was just like really frustrated because like I think I just had a tough day, and I literally just, like, called my fish camp partner, Sam Allen, and I was just, like, Sam, I was like, my car is towed. I was like, can you, like, take me to go, like, get my car? Like, I need to go get it.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, you can only leave it there for so long, or they, like, I don't know, like,
something
take it from parts or something. So I was like, I need to go get my car. And, like, he, like, just dropped everything, like, came and picked me up, and I had to go withdraw money from an ATM because I had to go pay in cash.
Wow. That's, yeah.
Which sucked. So I had to go get money. Like, he took me to the gas station, like, go get money. And then he took me to the car. And, like, he was, like, he had to go speak too. But, like, he was late. He was like, it's fine. And I'm, like, crying at that point because I just feel so bad. Just, like,
yeah.
Having him, like, run me around and, like, imposing. But, like, he was like, it's literally fine. He was like, I'm happy to help you, you know. And just, like. He just, like, again, like, just dropped everything to, like, help me out. And, like, when I was the one being stupid, you know, and doing something that I wasn't supposed to do. But, yeah, that, like, meant the world to me, too. Because yeah. I was like, you did not have to do that. You can, like, nah, you're on your own. So, that was really nice of him to do that. I told my mom about that. She was like, that was really sweet of Sam to do that.
Nice.
She was like, you should, like, make him cookies. And I was like, I don't know about that. But I was like, nah. I was like, he probably owes me for something. Yeah, that definitely was a time that I really did need a lot of help, and he dropped everything to help me out, which was very nice.
Yeah.
So
you had mentioned, like, your first, I guess, struggle bus thing about, like, being scared. Not scared, but you don't want to, like, ask for help.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, you don't want to feel like you're burdening people.
Yeah.
And that's, like, something, like, I struggle with, too, is just I don't want to, like, have, like, I'm always the one, I, in my mind, that I'm, like, helping other people.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that's the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
And I don't really expect other people to do anything for me, not because it's, like, I'm trying to be noble or whatever. But it's just, like, I feel weird receiving help. Like, I just love giving it, you know? And so, like, I totally understand where you're coming from when you say, like, I don't like just announcing my problems and, like, making someone just listen to me or feel bad for me, because that's not, like, I never want that to happen.
Yeah.
So, I totally get it.
Yeah, I think it's just, like, you never know, like, what other people are going through. Mm-hmm. And, like, someone else could have, like, much bigger problems, you know? And, like, I'm just, like, my problems, like, aren't as big as other people's problems. Like, I should be able to, like, do this on my own. And, again, like, I just don't like admitting that I need help, and I don't like imposing on people and, like, making them change their schedules and, like, making them drop what they're doing. But, like, I just kind of forget that, like, I have people in my life
who want to do that.
Yes, who love me enough to do that for me, you know? And I just, like, I guess I don't, it's not that I don't know that they love me. It's just, like, I kind of forget that with, like, that love, like, that comes, like, the help and, like, the support that comes with it. Yeah. So, yeah, definitely something that I have to continue to work on, like, I'm still working on every day, but I would say that I've definitely, like, gotten better, but still need a lot of work, for sure.
No, yeah, same.
Because nobody's perfect, so.
Yeah. So, like, since this podcast is titled, like, Victory Lane's Friends, obviously I'm going to ask you some questions about, like, friends.
Okay.
But I think the first thing I wanted to ask you was, like, we're both you're graduating next fall, so you're definitely, like, both of us are way closer to the end than, like, the beginning. And so at this point, you're kind of, it's still nice to meet new people, but at the same time, you also want to realize, like, I might not be in the same city as some of these people when we get older.
Yeah.
And so, like, for you, do you feel like you've kind of noticed that, like, when you're making, like, being friends with other people, you realize I need to, like, make the most of the time I can have, like, I have with them, like, right now, because who knows, like, what the future looks like.
Yeah, I think it's something that's definitely hit me recently, like, obviously this semester, because we are seniors, like, you just, like, we've kind of been just, like, feeling, like, invincible, and, like, it's, like, you know, like, we're here in, like, this little, like, mini, like, eternity, like, here at A&M, like, we're never leaving, like, no one ever leaves, and we'll just be, like, friends forever, and, like, while, like, we'll always have those relationships, like, it's gonna be very different, like, because 9 times out of 10, like, our friends, like, we'll probably won't be with them.
Yeah.
Like, hopefully we get lucky and, like, end up in a city where, like, there's a lot of friends. But it is going to be so weird to not be within, like, 15 minutes, like, you know, driving distance from someone. And so it makes me so sad to think about, because I have, like, always, like, my really close friendships that, like, I will definitely, like, hopefully, like, put in, like, all the efforts, like, keep those relationships tight.
Yeah.
But then I also have, like, a lot of, like, really important people to me that, like, we're just not as close, you know? But, like, I'm, like, I still love them so much. And I'm just so scared, like, about, you know, not, like, getting to have those people, like, all the time. Like, not maybe having as close of a relationship as we once did. And so it is really sad to think about because, I mean, entering the real world is scary enough. And then, you know, losing all of these, like, really cool people is really sad. Yeah. So it's that's going to be something that I will have to work on too. Cause I have also struggled with like reaching out to people and like, and I feel like you do a great job of this. Maybe you can give me some pointers, but like, I just can very much get caught up in like my present, you know, like what's like right in front of me.
Yeah.
And I'll just kind of like, everything else is like in the, like, you know, like I got blinders on. Yeah. And so it's like, I can kind of forget. And so that's definitely something that I'm going to have to work on. Cause there's so many people that are so important to me that like, I don't want that like relationship to fall away. Right. So it's going to be tough.
Yeah.
It's going to be really sad.
For real.
I'm just going to have to get a frequent flyer card or something and just like go see all these people. Cause it's going to be so tough to not be with everyone all the time.
For real. And like, we got jobs too. Like, hopefully, you know?
Hopefully. Oh my gosh. Well, I have a couple more years of school, hopefully.
Yeah.
If I get into PA school. But then we'll have jobs. And
like, everyone's going to have different lives.
It's going to be cool to see, like, how everyone, like, starts to, like, thrive and, like, do their own things, though. Because, I don't know, I feel like we just know so many cool people who are going to do really awesome things with their life. So, while I'm sad that, like, we all have to go our separate ways, it is going to be really cool to, like, see what everyone accomplishes.
No, for real.
I'm going to flex on my friends all the time.
Oh, my gosh, look me at too. All my friends. I'm going to be they're like, I knew so them cool. in college.
I know. Like, they're awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be a weird time.
For real. I mean, speaking of just, like, reaching out to people, though, like, it is pretty difficult because you're kind of always putting yourself out there as, like, hi, I'm free, I'm available, I'd love to see you, and the other person, like, you don't always, like, sometimes you might take things hard and you're like, oh, they just don't want to, like, hang around me or, like, they're finding an excuse.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's not that deep, but it definitely, like, you're going to get rejected, like not even rejected, but like people are going to like postpone and people might not even respond for a couple of days. But I don't know, I guess just cause like, I guess since I'm like very emotional, I just think about this like all the time.
Yeah.
And I think about like, oh my gosh, like what if I don't see this person for the next couple of years or whatever, the next few months or we're so busy.
Yeah.
And so I love reaching out to people. I love just sending them random texts or voice memos.
Yeah.
It's kind of like my bread and butter.
Yeah.
But it's definitely something you kind of just like pick up and you just get better at it. I don't think anyone's ever really good because sometimes I'll just keep reaching out to people and either it gets postponed enough and I'm like, okay, I'm just going to chill out for a little bit. But I think especially when it comes to keeping those relationships like after college, it's just going to be so much different than like while I was in college because you got to worry about work schedules. Sometimes you got to even worry about significant others too.
Yeah.
Like I've started to think about, obviously I have like girl and guy friends, but for my girlfriends, like I don't want them to be, or I don't want their, if they have a significant other, I don't want it to come across as this guy from college keeps trying to call you or something when it's.
Because it's not like that, but like it could easily be seen as something like that. And so.
Yeah. So it's a really like tricky ground.
Yeah.
But hopefully I don't have to worry about anyone getting, all of my friends getting engaged in like the next 3-4 years.
Oh my gosh.
That's a scary thing too. So.
Oh my goodness. That boggles my mind. I think just because like I am just so like not in that stage of life, which is fine, but like I just am not there and like not really anywhere near close. Like I would, like if I had someone in my life, like absolutely, like I'd be all for it. Like, it's not, like, a fear of commitment or anything, but I just, like, don't have that, like, person, and so I'm very, it's just, like, a foreign concept
to me.
But, like, we're at that age where, like.
You see people our age getting engaged.
Yeah, which, it makes me so happy, but I'm just, like, wow, like.
That's a big step.
I forget, that happens, you know, and so it is a really big step.
Yeah.
So, so weird. I know. Oh, my gosh.
And some of my friends who are graduating, I hear people talk about, like, jobs and graduation and location and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I hear the people who are getting engaged talking about looking for a house and talking about their marriage. And it's crazy.
I am excited, like, for some of our friends to start getting married, though, because, like, it's just going to be a big, giant party.
I know.
It's going to be all of our, like, closest friends, like, coming back together and, like, celebrating these people. And then just, like, going hard on the dance floor. Like, it's going to be so much fun. Like, I can already see it in my head. So, while it is scary, I am very excited. Mm-hmm. So, it's a cool time.
It is. Speaking of dancing, we both love dancing.
We do.
Yeah. I guess, when did you... Like, obviously, like, you and I have never, like, danced professionally or, like, danced in the studio. Like, I don't think you have.
No.
Okay.
I took, like, one ballet class when I was, like, 7 or something.
Yeah.
Other than that, that's about all the training I've had, so.
When do you think was, like, your first run into, like, music and dancing and realizing, when I hear this type of song, I want to move this type of way?
For me, it was definitely volleyball, my volleyball team in high school, because... Before, like, games and stuff, we would all just, like, be in the locker room, you know, like, playing music, like, hype-up music, and just, like, kind of getting pumped for the game and everything, and I just had so many, like, all the girls on my team would just, like, you know, they'd play this, like, rap song that, like, I never really had heard before, because, like, I'm like, I love Jason Aldean, like, before, you know, like, I love country music,
right.
And, like, they're playing this, like, kind of, you know, kind of this hype song, and they're all just, like, dancing, I'm like, that's really cool.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's kind of fire, you know?
Yeah.
And so, like, we just did that before every game, you know, just, like, always, like, dancing, just, like, goofing around, having so much fun. And, like, that was, like, one time for me that, like, I kind of felt like I could be myself to a certain extent, you know? Because, like, I would never just, like, walk around the halls, like, doing some, like, crazy dance move when in high school. But, like, when I was with my volleyball team, like, and we were getting pumped, like, I could do whatever I wanted. Mm-hmm. And, like, they would hype me up, you know? And so... And they just kind of, like, taught me, like, a lot of different, like, dance moves or whatever, too. Uh-huh. And so, and I just had so much fun. I think, that was when I really just, like, learned the appreciation for, like, good music and just, like, fun music.
Yeah.
And, like, how, like, just, like, literally goofing around and dancing can just, like, bring people together.
Yes.
And it's just so much fun. Like, just so high energy. And so, I love that. I love that so much. And so... If it's a floor, it's a dance floor.
If it's a floor, it's a dance floor.
So oh my gosh, if I could just have a dance party like every day, I wish I would,
I know.
And we bonded over this, you know, we danced with each other at Lakeview before, and so we understand each other
get
on that.
It. Yeah,
but definitely volleyball for sure was like what sucked me in.
Yeah.
So
it's always nice having your, like, teammates, too, like, get into it.
Yeah, exactly. It was so much fun. Yeah. Like, there was always, like, a couple girls who were like, no, I don't want to. But, like, by the end, like, we were all dancing together. Yeah, we were like, come on, you know you want to.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was when it all started.
Yeah. Yeah, I think for me, it was, like, in sixth grade, we had, like, a sixth grade dance or something.
Uh-huh.
It was just, like, a middle school. It was so funny because it was one of those where, like, the girls are on one side and the guys
on
another.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But he started playing music. And one of my friends tried to do a moonwalk. It was, like, not the best.
Yeah.
But I was just, like, it was, like, such good music. It was, like, DJ Got Us Falling in Love by Usher. So it was, like, prime time.
Such a good song.
I was just, like, I should not just be standing here. Like, I want to move around. And that kind of just, like, started, like, just lit the flame in me, I guess.
Oh, my gosh. I can just picture little tiny Victor just, like, yeah.
I love
just,
getting,
like,
hyping
everyone up. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Do you have, like, a song that maybe you've never formally choreographed before, but, you know, like, if it went on, you know all the words and you could create your own dance to
it? Oh my gosh.
You can give me a list of songs.
Well, I've had dreams before, like, of dance battles in my head.
Yeah.
Like, I've had dreams where, like, I am, like, you know, like, Moose and, like, Step Up, and I'm just, like, doing all these, like, crazy things, and, like, everyone's just, like, going hard and, like, hyping me up.
Yeah.
But if I had to, like, choreograph a song, I don't know. No Hands by Waka Flocka is a great one.
Yeah.
It's a classic. Mm-hmm. Like, I know every word to that. And that's a pretty, like, that's a good hype song. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think what else. I would probably say that one, I think.
Yeah.
Like, I could go hard, I think, on that.
That's
so maybe we should choreograph.
Maybe we should.
Now that I'm thinking about it.
When I first, like, got the TikTok app and I saw all those people, like, dancing, I was like, Ellie would do so well here. I'm surprised you haven't posted more on here.
I know. Someone called me the other day and they were like, sent me a TikTok and they were like, you need to do this. They were like, I just know you would. And I'm like, too much pressure. But, like, I also just, like, I think because I've never, like, actually taken classes before, like, it is kind of hard for me, like, pick up on some stuff, you know? Like, it doesn't just, like, come naturally to me sometimes. Like, if I'm learning, like, something new.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's definitely, like, I literally save videos, like, TikToks on my phone all the time of, like, dances that I want to learn.
Yeah.
Just for fun. Like, not even to post. Like, just literally because I think they're so much fun.
Yeah. No, I do the same thing, too. I don't know. I don't, like, always learn them. But
oh, yeah. And I just go back and watch them sometimes,
too. They're just fun to watch,
too. Because they just, I think they're just so fun. They just bring me so much joy.
Mm-hmm.
What song would you choreograph?
Oh, shoot. Oh, probably Dark Horse by Katy Perry.
Shut up. That is so
that's
funny.
A fun song.
Juicy J comes in. She's a beast. Oh my gosh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I would like to see it.
I would like to see your rendition.
Over winter break. That's our homework over winter
break.
Yeah,
choreograph a song.
We'll choreograph and then we'll teach to choreograph to each other.
For sure.
And then we'll post it.
I
and
like it.
We'll get famous.
What about like a karaoke song?
Oh, I do love to sing, too. Karaoke song. I like, oh my gosh, what's the name of that song? Well, actually, so when me and, like, we took a little roommate trip to Fredericksburg, we actually went to this, like, karaoke bar, like, while we were in Fredericksburg.
What?
Yeah, and so we did karaoke, which, like, I've never actually done karaoke before.
Yeah.
Like, with the whole setup and everything, but we did, and it was so much fun. Me and Emily sang Bust a Move by Young MC or whoever that's by. We sang Dancing Queen, classic, and then there was one more. What did we do? I don't remember. But those two were so much fun.
Yeah.
But if you were to, like, hand me the mic and be like, sing this song and, like, don't
mess up or
don't
you know
mess
all the
up
words.
Like, you know all the words.
You can't pick whatever you said earlier.
There's so many songs that I perform in my car.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why I'm drawing a blank because there's so many.
Yeah.
Recently, maybe something from Hamilton.
Okay.
Cuz I do like Hamilton
a lot.
Yeah, it's
a good soundtrack.
I don't know. There's so many. I like, why am I literally drawing a blank? It's another song from Dance, from
that album.
Yes. From Mamma Mia. It's the Don't Go Wasting Your Evening.
Yeah.
That
one.
That was a great, that's like a duet though.
Yeah.
So. But that one's fun.
I like it.
But I like to rap. So if I was like really gonna like go hard, I'd bust a move.
Yeah. You know, I guess since we're talking about music, you have a Spotify?
Uh-huh.
Do you remember your Spotify Wrapped?
Yeah.
All right, let's hear it. Your artists and songs.
So number one artist was Glass Animals.
Okay.
And I didn't really start listening to him. To them until like this year and like just kinda like really quickly like fell in love with them.
Yeah.
But in general, I don't really listen to, like, specific artists very often. I kind of just, like, bounce around between, like, a bunch of different playlists that I have.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, because of that, I'm prefacing this because I'm embarrassed of the artists that I'm about to tell you. Because I just, like, I don't listen to enough, like, artists. Like, and so, number one was Glass Animals. Number two was... I think Justin Bieber.
That's okay.
It's not bad, but it's just like, it's very basic.
Yeah.
And I do like, I don't know, I pride myself that I don't listen to like just basic music or whatever.
Yeah.
Even though I do like it a lot. Like
I
do like it. And so, who else was on there? Ariana Grande was on there too.
Mm-hmm.
Lil Wayne was number three.
Wow.
Which shocked me because I was like, out of all the rappers that I listen to, I would not pick Lil Wayne.
Uh-huh.
But I think I just like to listen to a lot of his songs like when I work out and stuff. Like those like the ones that I like a lot. And so he's number three. Ariana Grande was number four. Five was like, I don't know, some other like very mainstream pop artist. Which again, I still like him a lot. And then songs, number one song was, what was my number one song?
Was it from any of those artists or was it like a Hamilton song?
I'm just going to pull it up because I don't remember. I remember two and three were these two rap songs that I always listen to when I work out. It was Shake That by like Texas Boys. It's like, let me see you shake that. Because I like that one. And then Alive by like Lil Jon.
Yeah.
And then, here it is. No, number one. Number one is this song called Silver Knife by Shade. Great song. You should listen to it. But I just like... discovered this song, like it was on like my Discover Weekly one day, And I was just like, this is such a good song. And I literally just put it on repeat for like hours whenever I was studying a couple days. Just because I just never got tired of it.
Yeah.
And so I played, like, that was my number one song because of that specifically. Wow. Like, I played it like 111 times. Wow. And I only discovered this song like in August.
Yeah.
So I hadn't even like listened to it like for the whole year or whatever. And then 4 was Intentions, which makes sense that Justin Bieber was number 2 because I think because of that song and that song only. And then 5 was The Other Side of Paradise, which is like my favorite song by Glass Animals. Mm-hmm. Number 5 was Billie Eilish on my artists, which like I like Billie, but like I just really don't listen to her that much, I guess. Yeah. So yeah, it's a very interesting mix of people.
It's a pretty good one.
I was really proud of Glass Animals. I think I was like in their like top like 2% of listeners something. So I do really like them a lot. I would love to see them in concert. I think they would put on a really good show.
You went to ACL, right?
Yes.
They didn't go to ACL that year?
No, they didn't. I thought it was my junior year that I went.
Okay, I think they went like our sophomore year.
I think they did. Yeah. But yeah, I did go to ACL that year, and that was a really fun time. I enjoyed that experience a lot. I did see Billie perform at ACL, and she was so good.
That's been awesome.
And I saw Cardi, too.
Oh.
I literally had these videos on my phone where, like, I could literally have touched her.
Yeah.
And she was, like, 30 minutes late to her show, too, which is very on brand for her. No, Cardi was. We were like, is she coming? Like, and I had made, I went with, like, Sam and Mackenzie, and I basically made them both, like, go to Cardi with me, and they were both nice enough to be like, okay, we'll go. And yeah, we were like sitting around and I was like, I hope she comes. Like, I'm going to be so sad if she doesn't. Yeah, great experience.
Very nice. I've still yet to go to a concert, like a live concert my whole life.
I like, besides like the Houston Rodeo, like I never really went to like a concert until college. Yeah. Like I went to AJR.
That was in Houston?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went there. That was a really fun concert.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to like, what is it? Bucks Island Party.
Yeah.
Freshman sophomore year. It's like, I guess you can count those. And so I liked those a lot too.
That's nice.
Like the band Camino came, which I really liked them a lot.
Opinion on a rave?
On raves?
Yeah.
I've never been to one, but I think I would love
it. I think you would like
because you like EDM.
Yeah.
And like, you have listened to stuff, like, you've shown me stuff before.
Yeah.
I just don't know how to shuffle.
We can get you to shuffle.
I think you could teach me because I know that you know how to shuffle. And I think if I was to go to a rave, I would not want to go unless I was like fully prepared to just like dance my feet off, you know? So teach me how to shuffle and I'll go to a rave. Because I don't care what the music sounds like, you know? Like I
just want
to have a good time. Yeah.
Okay.
That would be so fun.
Noted. Yeah. I was supposed to go to a rave in April and then COVID happened. But like,
was it going
to
be your. Like, have you been to one?
I've never even been to a live concert.
Oh, yes,
so this would have been, like, my first live concert and first rave. So that would have been cool. But then, obviously, COVID happened, so.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping by next fall,
mm-hmm.
it'll be somewhat normal. And then, hopefully, I definitely want to go to a concert before I leave college.
Oh, you definitely will.
Yeah.
Like, there will be plenty of opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh, my gosh, that'll be so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
That gives me plenty of time to learn how to shuffle.
Yeah, you got time.
We can learn.
We could learn. Okay, couple more questions here.
Okay.
I actually never really asked you about, I guess, like, things you're into, like, passions or hobbies besides, like, art.
Mm-hmm.
So what's, like, something else that you're either trying to get into or mm-hmm. you are into?
Yeah, so definitely art for sure. But then I'm also, I do love, like, hiking and going to national
mm-hmm.
parks a lot. That's something that me and my family have always done, like, shared together.
Yeah.
And going camping and stuff. That is something that I really love to do a lot, and I wish I could do it more. Like, I wish we lived in, like, an area that, like
Colorado.
Yeah, or California, you know, like, Utah, like, somewhere where, like, it's just, like, everywhere.
And it's so close.
It is, just because, like, and again, like, it's one of the things, like, my parents are both so passionate about it and, like, kind of instilled that love for me.
Yeah.
But I just love it. Like, we, as a family, have gone to Big Bend, like, probably, like, 8 or 9 times.
Really?
Yeah, we love Big Bend National Park,
mm-hmm.
and... We kind of started, like, we took, like, our trailer, like, the first time that we went, and then we slowly kind of, like, built up to, like, backcountry camping where we're, like, pack all our gear, like, into, like, on our backs and,
That's
like, hike
crazy.
Up and camp and stuff. And I just love that. Like, you just, like, wake up and you're just, like, on the mountain, you know? And so, I don't know, there's just, like, so many cool and beautiful things out there in the world that, like, it's different, like, seeing it, like, you know, like from like a bus or like at a distance, but like when you're right up in it, mm-hmm. like I just think it's so, so cool. It's just a, honestly, like a spiritual experience almost, you know, like I love that.
Yeah.
So,
and you're usually like not really on your phone either.
No. Cause I mean, most of the time, like there's no cell service anyways. Yeah. And like, even if there was like, you know, why bother? Like there's so much to like
go around.
Yeah. To look at and stuff. And so, yeah, my parents have done like a really good job of like just like allowing me and my siblings like get to experience a lot of really cool stuff. And so there's definitely a lot of places that like I still want to go, and like my parents still want to go. Yeah. But we have gotten to see a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah.
So
where have been like your favorite hikes?
I mean, definitely just Big Bend, just for like nostalgia purposes. Like we've probably done like almost every hike at Big Bend. Not almost every hike, that's very dramatic. But like we've done a lot there. Yeah. And I really do like the kind of deserty like and mix with the mountains and stuff. After that, though, I would probably say Yellowstone. Sorry. We were supposed to go to Yosemite in May, but, like, COVID or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, Yellowstone was
awesome. I've been to Yellowstone. Awesome.
Have you?
It's so pretty.
Oh, my gosh. It's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Like, I wouldn't, like, we hiked there, but there was just, like, I don't know if you ever drove through, like, Lamar Valley in Yellowstone.
Maybe. I don't know.
It basically is, like, known for, like, the wildlife and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so, like, my dad, being my dad, like...
Is it with bison?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So, like, my dad, like, literally woke us up at, like, 5 a.m., like, got us all in the car and, like, took us to where... And, like, in this valley and, like, the sun's, like, rising. And, like,
I know. I definitely have been there.
Yes. Yeah. And so, there's just, like, all these animals.
Just
and, like,
crossing the road.
It's gorgeous. And so, that was just, like, such a... beautiful place, like the geysers and like the sulfur pits and like all of that. It's just like so many different things going on, you know.
The geysers are all different colors.
And it's insane. It was gorgeous. I would definitely go back there in a heartbeat. Second favorite would probably be Utah. We went to Zion National Park.
Okay.
That was probably the coolest hike that we did. So it was this hike called Angel's Landing. And you basically like you are hiking up the mountain and then you basically get to like I don't know how to explain it. It's basically like this rock edge. It's like a it's like this, like it's like pointed, it's like but it drops off steep on both sides.
Okay.
But they basically like have these, it's literal like poles with chains that you hold on to like climb up this like knife's edge to get to the top.
That's crazy.
And like we have like all these pictures of like us like, you know, like literally hanging onto these chains to like get up on the edge. And like you get to the top and it's like this big like horseshoe like bend around it. And it's so cool. My mom literally was like so nervous about us the whole time because she thought we were going to like slip and die or something.
What age was that at?
I was, this was in high school. I think I was like probably 15 or 16, like somewhere in there. And then like.
Your younger siblings.
Yeah. So my siblings were like 12 and like, she was most worried about my brother because my brother was probably like nine, like 10 or something like that. So she was very worried about all of us. She was like, I'm literally going first and I don't want to see what's going on behind me. Yeah. But it was, I'm so glad that we did it. Like it was so freaking cool. Yeah. That was my favorite hike, I think.
That's awesome. Do you have like places like right now that, like on your bucket list that you want to go?
Yeah, so I definitely still want to go back to like Yosemite and the Redwoods in California because that's where me and my family are supposed to take a trip. So I definitely do want to see both those. Mm-hmm. And I really want to go to Arizona and go to Lake Powell and I think it's Horseshoe Canyon in Arizona. It's like just like these big like orange walls and like stuff like that. And
that's
so
awesome.
Yeah, those are like I think the two places I definitely want to go right now in the U.S. I guess. I've never been out of the country before actually.
Yeah.
So I'm sure like I would love to go like Switzerland, you know, like other places like really cool hiking and stuff. But I don't really know much about like hiking in other countries.
No, neither do I, honestly.
Yeah, definitely, like, tangibly, like, I would love to go to, like, Arizona and California soon.
Yeah.
I think that would be a lot of fun.
Very nice. Yeah, I visited Grand Tetons.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
which is, like, really close to Yellowstone, I think.
Yes, super close.
Yeah, it was so pretty. Mm-hmm. I, like, got into hiking maybe, like, my freshman year of college. Like, my family, we don't really take many, like, hiking vacations. It's usually, like, either a cruise or, like, a beach or something near, like, the water.
Uh-huh.
And then we went on a hike, and I was like, I really like this.
Yeah.
And, you know, now, whenever I have free time, I'm like, hey, let's go somewhere and go hiking.
Yeah.
It's just so pretty. There's so many pretty places.
It's just like, it's leisurely, but it's also challenging at the same time. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't know, like I was saying earlier, like, you just get to see some stuff that like nobody, like that other people just don't get to see. Like if you don't get off, like, you know, off the path.
Exactly.
Like, oh, it's just so much fun. And just like such a good bonding experience too with people that you go with.
Yeah.
You should come backcountry camping with me.
Backcountry camping? I've never done that.
Pack all your stuff in, like all your food, all your water, oh my gosh. Like all that. It's intense, but it's so much fun though. I think you would like it.
I think I would like it. It's just I've never done it, so it'd be very...
Oh, it's definitely out of your comfort zone for sure. And like, but I think you would enjoy it a lot. Mm-hmm.
What's the coldest it's ever been whenever you went backcountry camping?
I would say, like, I mean, it was in Big Bend, because that's the only place that we've done that yet. But it can get cold there, because we usually go, like, in, like, Thanksgiving, like, winter break time. And so, it probably got into, like, I don't know, like, the 20s or 30s one time, and, like, with wind chill and stuff.
That's crazy. So,
it's not that bad, but, like, definitely, like, we definitely do have, like, good, like, warm sleeping bags, you know, and, like, you sleep in your socks, which is just really gross, but, like, you have to, so, but, yeah, usually it's pretty nice weather. Like, it's not, like, super, super cold. But I think there was definitely one trip where, like, we were, like, frigid just, like, the whole time. So, it's an experience, though.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Next question. I want you to just think about your current roommates right now.
Okay.
I was trying to think about how I was going to phrase that question.
Yeah.
Hold on. Okay. I want you to think about your current roommates right now, and I'm going to do a couple of, like, superlative stuff.
Okay.
I'll try to make them different than Lindsay's. Some of them might be the same.
That's okay.
Let me pull them up really quick. All right, so which roommate... Which roommate do you think cleans the most? Like, is always just unnecessarily, like, oh, we're going to make... Like, basically, like, the mom, kind of.
Oh, Mackenzie. Mackenzie's definitely the cleanest out of all of us. Yeah. Like, she definitely, like, is really good about, like, washing her dishes, like, cleaning the stove after she cooks, like, wiping down the counters. Mm-hmm. Definitely very just, like, organized and clean person.
Yeah.
And, like, just appreciates that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, her for sure.
Best dancer. And I want to say you're the best dancer. Who's the second best dancer?
I don't know. I mean, they, like, all three of them, like, will dance, you know, and, like, get down with it. Ugh, I don't know if I would pick a best one. I would probably say Emily, just because I would say, like, she just, like, kind of just literally does, like, whatever the heck she wants, you know. But they all dance, you know, which I'm so grateful for. I'm glad I'm lame. It's like, if I go out there, like, y'all are coming out there with me.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
Okay. Who's, like, the roommate most likely to, like, knock on your door and ask you for something?
Krieger. She just loves to come in my room in general, which I think she talked about that on her podcast.
Yeah.
But yeah, her and Mackenzie will both just be like, hey, what's up? You know, like, can I come hang out? So, which I don't mind it. So
Okay.
We have an open door policy.
That's good. Roommate most likely to like suggest eating out or like getting food or...
Probably me, honestly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, I do like to cook, but I also do like eating out a lot too.
Yeah.
Because I'm just also like a, much like a, oh, like.
I don't want to cook. I clean.
I just don't want to. Like, I just am like, it's going to take so much energy to do it. Yeah, I definitely would probably be the one to convince them. And like, I also just don't cook that fancy of meals in the first place. Like, I could probably go buy something better.
Yeah.
From somewhere else instead of from me trying to cook it. So,
yeah. How about roommate who like, I guess dresses up the like most fancy.
I would say probably between Mackenzie and Emily, they both do dress nice. I would say Mackenzie probably dresses nice like more often. I would say like on a day to day basis, but they both like. Do it pretty consistently.
Yeah.
Not pretty consistently, but like they both do it. So yeah, definitely them too.
Okay. Roommate most likely to be, I don't know, like blasting music, not in their room, but like in the living room or something. I don't know if y'all do that.
Not really. I can definitely always hear Emily's music whenever she takes a shower, though. Which, like, I love that because I always play music whenever I take a shower, too.
Uh-huh.
But she always, like, got something going on. Like, I can hear her sing sometimes, too. And it's just so funny.
Yeah. Okay. Most likely to be DD.
Probably Mackenzie or Krieger, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
They're usually both, like, really, like, maybe Mackenzie, I would say.
Yeah.
Mackenzie's like, she'll offer a lot, too, like, to, like, drive for people, which is nice.
Super nice, yeah. Yeah. I don't really see Krieger as a... Or maybe because every time I've seen her, she's not, but...
Yeah, probably McKenzie, then, I would say.
And then, what's, like, one trait about each of your roommates that you like?
Oh, I love this question. Let's think. I love how easy, like, how good of a friend Krieger is to other people. Like, mm-hmm. She has so many friends, and, like, they all just love her so much. Like, she is just so easy to talk to and so easy to get along with, and mm-hmm. that's why she just, like, she has so many friends. Like, she literally does not have a bad bone in her body. Like, she is just, like, someone everyone wants to be around all the time. Mm-hmm. So I love that about her. Mackenzie is definitely just a giver. Like, she is a selfless servant, and just is always, like, looking for ways to help people and mm-hmm. to, like, make your day better and, like, make your life easier, but also just, like, out of the goodness of her heart, you know? And so she's definitely a giver. And then Emily's just, like, always just so much fun. Like, she mm-hmm. can just always put a smile on my face, and, like, it can, I don't know, just every, she's kind of seizes the moment, like, all the time. Like, mm-hmm. she just wants to make every day the best day, and, like, just wants to make, like, memories with people and stuff, and mm-hmm. I don't know, just really inspiring. And she's also just, like, very hard worker, like, very, like, driven and ambitious person. Yeah. I really admire that. I mean, all three of them are. Like, I guess I can say that about all of them. They're all such hardworking and ambitious people, and definitely motivate me a lot. So definitely grateful to have them as an influence in my life. Yeah. So
y'all got a good group here.
We do. Oh my gosh, we do. I'm so grateful. Mm-hmm. Definitely glowed up a lot. So
from freshman year
to sophomore year to now. So yeah, we got a squad.
Very nice. We got two more questions.
Okay.
The first one is, think about, like, a lesson. Like, what is a lesson, I guess, in college that you want to remember and, like, you want to, I guess, remind your future self about?
I would just say, like, no matter what, just, like, stay true to who you are and, like, be confident in that. Because no matter what, like, you're never going to be able to, like, please people. You're never going to be able to make everyone happy all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, you should always, like, push yourself and, like, do what you can to, like, achieve your goals and, like, do the best for everyone in your life. But, like, mm-hmm. at the end of the day, like, it's just not possible sometimes.
Yeah.
And like, I think because of that, like, you just have to be good with yourself, you know, like, at the end of the day. And, like, I know that I've grown a lot and, like, become very confident in myself. Mm-hmm. And I just hope I don't lose that whenever I go out and leave, like, the support and, like, the encouragement that I have here. And I just hope I never change to, like, appease other people, because I'm proud of who I am as a person, you know, and I'm proud of the person I've become. And, you know, I don't want to change that for people. So, yeah, just sticking to my guns, you know?
No, that's good, yeah. I think especially when, like, you're younger, everyone is kind of a people pleaser.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, like, you just try to fit in because you don't want to have other people think of you differently.
Yeah, exactly. You want to fit in and you want to belong and feel important. But mm-hmm. at the end of the day, if you have to change yourself to keep that, then it's, like, move on, you know?
And that's why I realized I love college so much is, like, mm-hmm. the people who, like, you get along with, like, they're just going to stick. You don't need to try to do anything extra. Just be yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. And the final question is, if your identity was a pie chart, what would the percentages be and what would the categories be?
Oh, my goodness. This is a good question.
And I'll pull out the calculator. Do the math. Start off on 100.
My Mr. Math Man. let's see here. I would say... like art mm-hmm. artists, I would say that's probably like 20%. I would give that 20%. Okay, let's see what else. I do Star Wars fan, mm-hmm. like 15%.
Okay.
Pretty decent amount.
Yeah.
Maybe like, I would say like faith. So mm-hmm. I would do that. I'd do that like 40%. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, 25%. That's so little. What else is there about me?
There's a lot about you.
I do dancing like 10%.
Yeah.
15%. Oh my goodness. Oh.
Yeah, that's a kind of hard question.
Oh, I know this is. Oh my I'm like introspective. Who am I as a person?
Yeah, I just don't think, like, I've actually never even asked this question myself.
Yeah.
But it's just like you don't get this question often to where like you look at yourself and you're like, if I were to just put it on a piece of paper and for people
what makes me me?
Yeah, like I feel like there's so much, but like not so much at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. I would just say hard worker. Leave that at 15% right there.
15.
Yeah.
Great. I really like it.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're very welcome. I guess I just thought of a question, and this is kind of a lighthearted one.
Okay.
Tell me about the babe with the brain.
I was wondering if this was going to come up in the podcast. Oh, no. So, I mean, what do you want to know about it? Like, why?
I guess how... Why did people get to start calling you that?
So, my best friend in high school, Anna Marie, actually gave me that sticker as mm-hmm. part of my Christmas present, like, mm-hmm. I think, like, junior or senior year.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if she knows, like, how much of, like, a meme it is now. Like, I don't even know if I've told her, but, like, she gave me the sticker because, mm-hmm. Like, I was, like, very much, like, a book nerd or whatever. Like, I did, like... work really hard in school.
Right.
And I still do now. Like I value like doing well in school a lot. And mm-hmm. so she just got me the sticker cause I guess it just like made me think of her and, or made her think of me and it says babe with a brain on it. And so I was like, thank you. And so I put it on my, my laptop. Cause she was like, put it on, you know? And I was like, okay. And then, you know, I bring it to college and everyone's like, what the heck is that sticker? Babe with the brain? Like, are you just like flexing on all of us? Like, what is that? And I was just like, I don't know. So, yeah, the sticker's still on my laptop.
It's an iconic sticker.
It is an iconic sticker. I can't ever get rid of it. It's definitely hidden a little more. Not a lot, but like there's just more stickers on it now. But yeah, maybe that's 100% on my pie chart. Just babe with the brain. That's it. That's all there is to me.
I love it.
Yeah, I do still have the sticker, so.
Have you ever gotten like a random comment about it? Like somebody you didn't really know just, hey, I saw your laptop sticker and like, cause I feel like laptop stickers are such a great way to like mm-hmm. start a conversation. Cause you're just like, I'm learning so much about you. And it's
yes. I don't think I've ever had like a random person just like come up because it is like kind of, there's just like so many stickers on my laptop that like, I don't know if you would ever be able to like pick it out unless you were like sitting right across from me.
Yeah.
But there's definitely been like freshmen, like at FAST, like at the MSC table and they like don't know about it. And then they look at it and they're like, babe with the brain. They're like, what is that? And I'm like, oh gosh. It's like, ah, oh, man. And then I got to explain the whole story to them and they're like, that's conceited. I'm like, no, it's not. It's a joke now. I'm like, I'm not actually saying that about myself. So, yeah, I think if I ever become like if I ever get my own office and I get like a little like plaque or whatever, like nameplate, it's going to be Ellie, babe with brain bowls.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm going to roll with it.
Alrighty. Well, Ellie, thank you so much for taking the time and just talking to me today.
Thank you for having me. It was so much fun. Really, I do appreciate you wanting to have me on here. So.
Of course. You were definitely one of my like first few college friends.
Mm-hmm.
Especially one of the first few. I was just like, I want to be friends with her. She's super cool. She seems really fun to be around. She checks all those boxes.
Uh-huh.
And that was, like, freshman year when I was still, like, figuring out, like, who are my friends or, like, who are the people I want to be around.
Yeah.
You're definitely one of those people. I was just like,
aww.
She's on that list, so.
Thank you.
Very welcome.
I can say the same about you, so. And look where we are.
Look where we are. We've come so far.
We really have. Crazy stuff.
Proud of us. Well, I'm going to end the podcast now, but everyone else, I will see you guys on our next one. Goodbye.
Bye.